Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hey, chickens. I think we're up to the end of The Curse of the Black Spot, the Matt Smith Doctor Who episode that I've been watching as part of my impromptu Pirate Month. Here at Adam Richard Has a Theory. It's Pirate Month! I hope you've all been secretly watching Muppet Treasure Island. For Pirate Month. So they've come in, they're on a spaceship now. They're no longer on a pirate ship. Feel like I've been betrayed. They're in space. By the way, I only realized now that we were talking about A Crown several times, and Matt Smith is in The Crown, the TV show, and it never occurred to me until I was typing up the notes for uploading this episode onto the internet. So, yeah, that's... I can't really think of anything to go with that. Have you seen The Crown? It is so good. He's amazing as Prince Philip. Prince Philip was a racist old douche, really. He's a dead racist old douche, so we have to be nice. but he was like, he made him such a real person. It feels like propaganda for classist Britain. But he was amazing. I think he's such a good actor. I almost went to see Morbius because he's in it. But I'm on a Leto free diet at the moment because I've had too much Jared Leto and I need to cut down. Anyway, they've got into this bit of a spaceship and there's all these beds kind of hanging from the ceiling, hanging from wires. All of the pirates are there. Rory's there. They're all kind of being monitored. It looks very hospitally, even though it's kind of like a big warehousey looking thing. And the doctor sees the TARDIS, so he runs over and kisses it. and then he finds this little kind of like data pad thing next to Rory's hand. And he's like, oh, the black spot is a tissue sample. And he's like, why would it get tissue samples from people it's about to kill? They try and get Rory up, which is when the siren floats back in. So they all run and hide. And Rory's struggling to get up. And so the siren sings at him again and he goes back to sleep. And the doctor's like, oh, the song is an anesthetic. the captain shoots at her, I feel like, you know, he's threatened to shoot so many people and never did, and he's had plenty of opportunity to shoot her before. I don't know why he's shot her now. I also am confused about how the doctor, Amy, and Rory just woke up on the floor, and are not in a bed like everyone else. Yeah, that seems strange to me. Anyway, he shoots at her and she turns red and squeals. She does her Mariah moment. Then the doctor sneezes and she turns on him. He's obviously sneezing because he put his hand in the snot. When she's turning on the doctor, she makes like fire between her hands and then he sneezes again into a hanky and throws it on the floor. So she aims her hand fire at the hanky and incinerates it. Amy's trying to get Rory out of the bed. His doctor's like, no, don't. And then he's talking about the tissue samples and he says she's not a killer, she's a doctor. And he says she's protein circuitry. Oh, my God, protein circuitry. And this is like an automated sick bay and all of her crew are dead. So she's just trying to help whatever humans are nearby. Oh, so she's going through the portals. So the portals from this ship go through the reflections. Okay. Amy's like, he's my husband. I should be allowed to, you know, help him. And the doctor's like, well, show her your wedding ring. So she does. And the glowing green singing woman in the gown holds out her hand and there's a glowing ring around it. And the doctor's like, well, you have to put your hand in there to give consent. So she does. Turns out Rory's on the verge of drowning. So when they try and disconnect him, he's going to die. And he says, you know, you're going to have to revive me. Otherwise, I'm going to be stuck here forever with this woman looking after me. And the doctor's like, we have to send this ship back into space because this woman will try and cure everyone on Earth. And that would be disastrous, especially at the point of history that they're in. and the captain asks about Toby, his son. And the doctor's like, he's got typhoid fever. It's only a matter of time. And the captain's like, well, I can stay here with him. And the doctor asks if he can sail this particular ship. The music's very sad, lots of strings. You know what Murray Gold's like. It's like, I'm telling you how to feel about this scene. Amy and the doctor get Rory off the bed and into the TARDIS. And Amy starts doing CPR. I guess, did they mention? I can't work out. I guess they're in the TARDIS so that the woman won't come and try and save him again. So she starts doing CPR, trying to revive him, and she does it for ages, and it's not working, and she cries. And, of course, after it looks like he's dead, he coughs and wakes up, and the sad string music becomes all triumphant horns. In space, the captain and Toby are flying the ship past the twin suns, so they've navigated to the Dog Star. All the captain's crew appear behind him in the cockpit, and they've all got, like, cables coming out of them and stuff, so they're all still technically in hospital. And then the TARDIS is taking off, like that weird blown glass thing in the middle is going up and down. Like, that looks like something they'd make on, have you watched that glass blowing show on Netflix? Like, it's weird. It's like a reality show about glass blowing. I know it sounds revolting, but it's very normal. It's hosted by some YouTube guy. Like, it is weird. It's just a weird concept. It's like someone's got a shopping list of ideas. They've gone, okay, we need a reality show for Netflix. We've got this YouTube guy. What can they be doing? What happens if anyone made a show about glass blowing? Sure, that sounds fine. Anyway, I did watch one about cake decorating that I really enjoyed that had like a French chef on it. The only reason I watched that is because Posh, who I do the Me I Am a Memoir podcast with, told me that he was hot and he was fine. But I got really invested in the chocolate making. Like, it's basically it's like a chocolate and cake decorating reality TV show. Like, I love reality TV shows where people have to actually do stuff. Except I don't like The Block. There's too many ads. Anyway, where was I going? We were in outer space. The doctor has taken off. Amy and Rory are going up to bed, and she thinks she'd make a great pirate. She's decided, and the doctor's like, good night, Amelia. And she goes, you only call me that when you're worried about me. He goes, I'm always worried about you. And then she has a flashback to the doctor dying from the previous episodes. And she says, that's mutual. And then he says, go to bed, Pond. And Rory's like, we can't tell him. It's his future. Because they've seen the doctor die, although he was 1,200 years old, and I think he's only 700 years old at this point, or however that works. Maybe 9, I'm not sure. The doctor's fiddling with a display on the TARDIS that says Amy is pregnant, but it's saying positive, negative, flashing on and off. Like, so she's pregnant but in flux with it. And then that's the end of the episode, and there's a trailer for the next one, which is the doctor's wife when the TARDIS comes alive, which I remember really enjoying, but we're not watching that one now because it's not Pirates. I'm only watching Pirates. Yeah, I didn't like. I remember really not enjoying The Curse of the Black Spot when I watched it. I think because I twigged really early on that she was, you know, like the medical hologram from Star Trek Voyager. Like, I twigged that she was trying to fix people, like, from a very early stage. because it was like, well, what else would she be doing? Like, you get a scratch, you get a black spot, and then she whisks you away. It's like, well, that seems obvious. Watching it knowing that doesn't make it any better. Like, you know, there's some episodes of Doctor Who, like even classic stories, that I only know because I know what the surprise twist is at the end, and that's how you know the episode. You go, oh, it's the one where the Doctor finds out that this is really that. You know, like, oh, it was that planet is really Earth, or you know, it's that kind of thing. Whereas I prefer episodes where there's lots of beats that I remember. Like, I remember lots of beats from the Ark in Space, for instance. Like, I remember the bubble wrap hand, and I remember Sarah being stuck in the pipe, and I remember the Doctor being impressed at the human race and all that kind of thing. And, you know, trying to talk to Noah inside the weird Weirin costume. And I remember Vira being all glamorous in space. So they're the episodes I kind of love, episodes that have heaps of beats to them, whereas the only beat I remember from this one is, oh, yeah, she's really a Doctor. Or a medical hologram. And that's kind of all there is to it. The rest of it feels a bit like, and maybe rushed. Like that scene with the Doctor going, oh, you only wanted the gold. Okay, we're in the rain. That's as much as I can do. Like, I feel like that would have been, that could have been a much meatier and exciting scene. But, you know, it feels very rushed, this episode. Even the CPR, I didn't remember. Anyway, I've decided our next episode is going to be, well, the music comes on. Our next episode, I'm going to watch The Infinite Quest, because I remember that had a pirate in it of some description. It's an animated adventure starring David Tennant, so I'm sure it's on some streaming service somewhere.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.